علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are also focusing on the third sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains his wisdom behind taking over the governance after the third caliph. And while he explains this, he also talks about this group of people that unfortunately went against him and took up arms against him because of their ignorance and their lack of insight, which was the group called the Khawarij or the Mariqeen, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَمَرَقَتْ طَائِفَةٌ, and he compares them to a donkey that is tied, whose eyes have been tied by a cloth, and who is connected to the pivot of the grinding stone, just moving around in circles. So it's basically because of their lack of understanding, they would commit crimes that were unspeakable, like I mentioned previously. And today, even if you notice in the world of Islam, unfortunately, some people, in the name of Islam, kidnap people, kill people, ruthlessly murder them, and perform suicide bombings and all of that without any legal sanction. And we see this happening, unfortunately, in the recent crisis that was brought about by ISIS. I mean, this is completely un-Islamic and unacceptable, and their methodologies are not what is truly Islamic. But of course, as you know, this was a thing that was brought about by the American regime, and they wanted this group to come up.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the Khawarij, this group of people, this ignorant, self-righteous, sanctimonious people who seemed to feel that they are correct in everything without giving thought to their religion. And that's why they fought against Imam Ali alayhi salam. This second group of people, the first group were those who broke their promises. This second group, that were the Mariqeen, or who left the religion. These people, these woeful and ignorant people, unfortunately, they ended up fighting against the Imam of their time. This group, firstly, when they were with Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Battle of Siffin against Muawiyah, they made a very big mistake and an error, a very bad, you can say, judgment. And that bad judgment was the result of their weak insight, basically. They were fooled by Muawiyah. They fell into the trap of his trickery and treachery. Muawiyah, as you know, he was a very shrewd politician and who actually, if you look at his life, had no true value for Islam and its teachings. This is something established historically. The type of killings that he did, the companions that he murdered, of course, is something that is documented, and many scholars are aware of this. But everyone also in the camp of Imam Ali alayhi salam knew about this, knew that this man is not a really, truly religious person. But this same person, Muawiyah, commands his army to raise the Holy Quran on lances and spears. Basically, this was a trick because Imam Ali alayhi salam's army was advancing towards Muawiyah's army and was basically raising them to the ground. Of course, Imam Ali was very powerful himself, and his army was made up of courageous soldiers, people like Malik Ashtar and others. Unfortunately, when Muawiyah raised these pages of the Quran on the spears, then there was a kind of an earthquake that took place in the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about this group of people called the Khawarij, who left the religion and fought against Imam Ali alayhi salam because of their ignorance and weak understanding of religion. And unfortunately, as we mentioned, when Muawiyah told his army to raise the copies of Quran on their spears, these people, suddenly their hearts began to tremble. Oh, they made a big hullabaloo and they surrounded Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they unleashed their swords and forced Imam Ali alayhi salam to sign a peace treaty with Muawiyah. Lo and behold, the same Muawiyah that they believed firmly to be a person who played with religion, and today they want to sign a peace treaty with him. Why? Isn't this the same Muawiyah that you said was an evildoer yesterday? Then what was the problem? The problem is they said, oh, Muawiyah has raised the Quran on their lances, and he is a person who has brought the Quran in front, and therefore we need to take him seriously. I mean, what's going on here? Like, you people, like these Khawarij didn't even have that little bit of intellectual awareness. Rather, their minds were so weak and dry that the apparent presence of Quran on spears was ready to make them submit to an evildoer like Muawiyah. So unfortunately, because of this, they forced Imam Ali alayhi salam to sign the peace treaty, and they were ready to kill the Imam of the time if he does not, sign the peace treaty. Imagine that Imam Ali alayhi salam would have destroyed Muawiyah's army and would have taken control of the Islamic government fully, but because of these weak and foolish people, this objective was not achieved. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us insight in our religious matters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد شهيد فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه